This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Our wet spring and summer have turned into a dry fall, and that could spell trouble moving into winter. We checked in with Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Mike Nelson.
We're still not in drought conditions here in Denver or along the I-25 corridor or for most of eastern Colorado, but western and southwestern Colorado getting into a pretty significant drought now. And so that is cause for concern.
Nelson is hoping Colorado will get at least an average snowfall this winter. The El Niño weather pattern tends to bring snow to the central and southwestern mountains. Folks in southern Colorado and drivers on Interstate 25 near Pueblo might see smoke from a wildfire that's been burning for more than a week. Warm, dry, and breezy conditions overnight kicked up the flames of the 148-acre St. Charles Fire, which is burning near San Isabel. Fire crews still have not contained the wildfire and have warned people in the Simonson Meadows, Aspen Acres, and Tara J. neighborhoods to be ready to evacuate if conditions worsen. The Denver Police Department is conducting a survey to study Denverites' top safety concerns. The department has teamed up with a professional from Seattle University's Crime and Justice Research Center who will independently conduct the survey. That survey will measure community perceptions of public safety in Denver, including the legitimacy of police, neighborhood social connections, and fear of crime. The anonymous survey is available in 13 languages, and it's available online until December 8th. Come find more news at cpr.org.